It's Thankful Thursdays with the scrumptious duo of Beast Moles and Timprovise.
What up? I can't even run my tongue. Does that sound cool?
That's a first, bro. You're normally the rolling of the table.
Oh, man. What's goody? Welcome to another Thankful Thursday with your highly favorable, most scrumptious, most desirable to all walking this land, Timmy.
Oh, brother, I thought you were going to do it yourself.
But I'm here too. I'm just little old me.
And the scumbag sitting to my left.
Scumbag city. Just little old me, little old mediocre Mose. I'm here as well. But we're here, King. We're here for another Thursday, bro.
It's great to see you, brother.
Always good to see you, my friend. And how's everything going with you? You okay?
Yeah, bro. I am okay. I am just dealing with a lot of movement at the moment in my whānau, trying to get everyone everywhere. But we're good. We're good. We're just slowly just evolving, you know, growing with the times, my king.
Gotta grow, bro. We gotta grow, man. We gotta grow.
What about yourself?
Myself.
Are you okay, brother?
Am I okay? I am very well, bro. I always feel good, bro. Like, even if I'm feeling down, I trick myself to feel good.
Gee, that's actually a skill that a lot of people don't have. Eh?
I know. And the reason for it, and I know we're not even talking about what we're thankful for, it's because I feel like I can achieve more if I think I'm happy versus if I think I'm sad, if that makes sense.
I get you on that one, bro.
It's really random. Sorry, bro. We jumped straight into the deep end of that, bro.
I think this episode's going to be a bit of a pop of money's in the deep end, bro.
Okay, King. What do we got? What are you thinking this week?
Bro, I wanna talk about people you can rely on, bro. Like, you are probably the prominent person in my life, bro, that I can rely on. I could be like, I am feeling like crap. I'm going to hit my bro Mo's up. I'm going to say, hey, brother, I've got something to talk about. And I can guarantee you, I would get a message back. Or I'll get a, hey, King, don't worry. Or, bro, let's talk. You know, this is why these Thankful Thursdays are so important to my wairua, brother.
I love it, bro. Me too, bro. Like I said, man, I think these times, it's an awesome time for us to come and reground ourselves, bro, from the week that we've had. You know what I'm saying, bro? It's a good time for us to come and hit the reset button just before Friday Eve, bro. Might as well do it together, bro. It's awesome to be here, man. I loved it.
But yeah, I and that's what I mean. It's like there are always going to be these certain people in your life, bro, that when the going gets tough, man, and things start blowing up and you don't know who to talk to, bro, or you don't know who you can trust. There's always there's always people in your life that you'll be able to go, hey, I trust that person. I want to talk to them about this, or I want to get their opinion that means a lot to me on this. And these people are important figures in your lives, you know?
I hear you, bro. And I think it's important that you surround yourself with people like yourself, bro, because you're one of those people for me too, bro. Super reliable. Probably a little bit too reliable for me. Like, you know, keep me accountable. Hello, it's 1 o'clock. Where are you? What are you doing?
I know. There's a lot of times, Mose, where I'm like, listen, I don't. And I always start the conversation with this. I don't want to be this guy, but.
And I've heard that many a time. I don't want to be this guy, but I actually hate your guts. Fair enough.
But I'm actually sick of this shit. Okay, you said 1 o'clock. I'm here, King. You said we do an episode. I'm here, King.
You're here, bro. You're always there, bro.
But that's the thing, right? Is that, like, you need people like that in your life. Because if I was like, just come whenever, just show up whenever you want. You know, I know people. I know you would be like, okay.
All right. So, see you at 11:30 at night.
I'll see you for 5 minutes before I go to bed. But here, it is like there are these people that you need in your life. And then there's times, bro, where those people kind of let you down a little bit, you know?
That hurts, bro.
And that's the flip side of it, is that you have these highs, these amazing highs of highs, when people are always like, when you move house and you go, hey man, can you come and help me? And they show up and they help and you shout them a feed, and you know, like, or the ones that you don't have any money in your pocket, they're like, bro, say less, come with me, I'll sort you out. Those types of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then on the flip side, you have the other ones where you put that trust in them, and then, bro, just little by little, just goes down, you know?
Damn, that's tough, bro. That's really tough. I think that's like the first, I guess, a sign of how important you are to someone. Mm. Is exactly what you said, bro. Turning up, bro. Being there when they need you. I've learned to not say that I'll be there and just do a no-show. Like, I think, I know that's one of your pet peeves, bro. But I was that guy, man. Was that guy that I know, bro. Yeah, I'll be there, I'll see you there, I'll see you there. And I just wouldn't go, and I wouldn't send a message to say, hey, I'm not coming anymore.
What was the change? How did you change that around,
bro? Fucking someone did it to me. So I learned from experience that it's not a nice feeling to be on that side, and I kind of changed that, bro. So I found that it's better to be honest and say, if you ever hear from me, oh, we'll see, bro, that's pretty much I'm not coming.
I get that.
Or if you hear anything of that, yeah, okay, yeah, sounds cool. Nah, I'm not coming, bro. But I hate the feeling of letting people down, bro.
What do you think that stems from, bro? From people that are, you know, they say they'll do something and they pike out, and does that stem from, you know, if we unpack this a little bit,
yeah,
it could be, you could perceive it as somebody that's like, what's it like? Oh, I'm too important, you know. I don't need to do that. I waste my time. Or you could perceive that as just them not valuing your effort and your time in there.
Damn. Yeah, and that those are all the things that I felt, bro. Like, if you ask any of my work colleagues, bro, whenever they have a work drink up on a Friday, initially they were inviting me, and then the invite stopped. Because I wasn't turning up, you know, like I said, yeah, that's us. I was building. I think I'm a massive hype man, but I won't turn up, bro. I won't turn up. So I don't get invites to anything anymore. I'm pretty much a loner.
Yeah, I'm that's all, okay. You know,
I'm all alone in this world, man. I'm all alone.
But the other side of things is that sometimes people just don't want to say no to things. Is that you? Was that you?
It's me, yes. Everything you're saying is triggering me. It's like you've taken a read into page 6 on my bio of weaknesses, bro. You've hit me in a place I haven't been hit before, and I'm talking about it loud, but everything just points to, it's just been a shit cunt. Let's be honest, hey. Let's be honest, bro. There's legit no reason that you can't be honest with people. Do you think that?
Yeah, I do feel. I feel that the pain of you saying no to me will be way less than you saying yes to me and then not showing up.
Yeah, you know? I hear you, bro.
Yeah, I think that's probably the hardest thing. And that's something I've always kind of held high on my on my attributes, is that if I say yes to you, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I know that about you too.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, yeah, bro, mean, and then just not do shit. I think for me, bro, it's all about banking, right? Our friendship, bro, our relationship is built off the times that I've banked that I'd show up and I'd be ready to go.
I like that, bro.
You know, I do that with everybody. And it's not like a you have to pay me back type thing. It's a, bro, I'm proving to you that, bro, I'm legit committed. I'll do what you need me to do, and we'll sort that out. And it's about depositing. Because one time I may be like, hey Mo's like, bro, I'm getting married, G. I would love you to be the celibate. Is that what it's called? So if I was coming back and I was depositing like trust and things and showing that I'm committed to, you know, us, you know, and then on the backside, if I was like, hey, Mose, I'm getting married, bro. I need a MC. I know for a fact that you would be yes. But if you said no, I would be 100% fine with it, because that's the that's the give and take. Because a lot of people, and this is where I think some people fuck up most out of anything, is that they don't have the mental mindset to give, and not expect anything back.
Yeah, frick, that's pretty accurate, bro. I think I've learned along the way, bro, to not have expectations from people. Do you have that? I don't know. Oh, and that's only because 100%. It's at the risk of being let down. Like, I don't want to... But it's not saying that it's a negative. Like, it's not saying it's a negative or a positive. It's just a... whatever you can give me, that's on you. And that's fine. But from my way, I'm going to give you everything I can. If that makes sense. And I'm giving without any expectations.
Yeah. And then if there's an opportunity... like, that's the thing, is if an opportunity pops up to do something...
Mm.
I would pick the person that I know that's going to be reliable and committed than somebody that's going to be half-hearted, like, oh yeah, bro, I'll do it. Like, you're a perfect, this thing is a perfect example, right? It's because when I had you on the podcast, I knew we clicked, but I, you know, you knew that I could keep things consistent. And, yeah. And you know, the first couple of weeks I was like, let's just do it. Let's just see if we can keep up with my workflow. My work ethic.
Oh, so it was a test. That's what you're telling me. You tested me, bro.
I did, bro. And you passed. Congrats.
Freaking go, bro. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Not like a test.
Yeah, I
know
what
you take notes of people that are consistent and can help you out, and you can rely on them.
And that's such a huge responsibility, bro, on both sides. Like, being the person that's being reliable, but also being the person that's asking for that person to be reliable. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think that's a huge responsibility on both sides,
and it's,
bro.
It's weird that people haven't figured that out, haven't figured out the, hey, man, if you're reliable and you can help a certain person out, and when they need help, like, sooner or later, opportunities will come. And you just never know. Like, yeah. it might be in your favor, it might not be, but it's not relying on, it's relying on them to help you out in a certain time, but at some times in your life, you're just kind of like, bro, like, just help me out, G. Shit, you know?
Or have you ever had that conversation?
Where you had to be like, bro, sorry, I'm not hooking you up because you didn't show up. Bro.
Yeah, when you had to tell someone, bro, I've been there for you. You haven't been there for me. Like that
as a shit. Coach, bro, every day.
Yeah.
As a basketball coach, yeah, if you don't show up to training, I'm here at 5 and you don't want to show up. Then I've had those moments, and bro, they've been pretty robust, bro, around, I don't care how good you are, brother. If you can't show up at 5 in the morning like I am, then you ain't part of the team. Like, I'm just like that. Like, I'm built like that.
Love that, bro. Yeah.
You know, and there's times where, like, you know, and you gotta give people opportunities. You can't just do it on the first go. Yeah.
Nah. But then how many goes, bro?
That's
until you have that
I chat. Think that's a personal thing, eh? Like, people, everybody has a couple of goes. I got a bit of a short fuse, I suppose, on that stuff. Maybe three times.
Yeah, it's the classic three strikes, eh?
I know you're not the same, though, bro, to be honest.
I'm not, bro. For me, I will continue to give, bro. Even if it's so one-sided, I will continue to do it, bro.
Because that just makes me... Now you're throwing me under the bus, here, King.
No, it's just that we're wired different, and that's not negative. Like, that's just part of our makeup, bro. Like, for me, I will always give, bro. I will give, even if it's one-sided. And it's probably the downside to that is you will give so much to a point where you're just like, damn, I've really given heaps and I haven't received anything in return, you know? And normally by then it's way too late, bro. I should have stopped a while ago, you know? But that's just who I am, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I used to be like that. And then I got to a point where I'm like, and it's not like an expectation thing. It's just like, hey, bro, can you show up? And Ken, bro, is it all good if you can help me out with this? And then if I get the no, then I'm like, cool. But if I get the yeah and then you don't, then that's when I start. That's when I tick it off. Like, oh, okay, you like that? All right.
Yeah.
If somebody if somebody said to me, if I said, bro, can you help me move house? And they said, bro, sorry, man, my back is out. Or sorry, not even good. I don't even need an excuse. And they just say no. Then I'm like, okay, cool, bro. Like, I'm not gonna be like, fuck that guy. I might be like that for a little bit, but at least I'm happy that they were honest with me. But if they said, yeah, bro, I'll be there at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock rolls around, and I'm like, yo, where are you at? And I'm messaging, and I'm getting nothing. And then I'm just like, this is not it.
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Because I don't like lying to my friends.
Now we're getting to the crux of it, bro.
That's it, bro. I don't like lying to my friends. Like, if we're friends, I won't lie to you to make you feel happy. Mm. I will tell if you've done something, I will say, bro, that was pretty dumb, dude. What did you do that for? Like, don't do that. And I do it with I only do it with the people that I know would do it to me.
Yeah.
Like, I know for a fact that you're one of them. Regan's is another one. I've had many goes with Regan around, bro. Yeah. Come on, G, you don't need to be doing that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to be talking about that, brother. You know, but yeah, it's one of those things where the level of trust. Yeah. But no, relying on somebody I think it's important to have somebody, people in your life that you can wholeheartedly say, yo, let's go down to Southmore, let's have a fight. Let's scrap these green bandana motherfuckers out, man. For those that are listening on audio, Mo's has a green bandana on at the moment. We don't know why though. Is that a Grove Street connection, bro, with San Andreas?
Hey man, today in Porirua is dress up as your favorite gang day, and that's what I've done today.
Oh, man. Grove Street for life, G.
Shout out to Franklin.
Shout out to CJ, my guy. Oh, my brother. Always, always a replenishing hit to the mana, bro. Every time that we speak, King. Challenge for the day, bro. What is it? Challenge for the week, I should say.
Challenge, be reliable. Be reliable. If you are a yes man like myself, if you rock everyone up and say, yo, that's us, I'll be there, and no show, try not to do that. Try exercise being honest. I can't make it this one. I'll catch you at the next one. Like, don't say yes and don't turn up.
My challenge to everyone is invite Mo's to your drinks and see what he says.
You know,
let's put him on, let's make him accountable for his action. You know, slide in his DMs and just say, hey man, I got some work drinks tomorrow night on Friday, would you be interested? And see what he says. I guarantee you he'll say no.
Oh,
okay, because I have faith.
If you got those vodka bro, drinks, say less.
You're so full of shit, bro.
If you got those vodka cruisers with the Jaeger, give me some of that Jaeger. Red Bull vodka, pineapple vodka, Fijiwa vodka. I'm there. Say absolute less. If it's anything like this cheap RTD stuff, nah, I ain't drinking that, man. My palate is
growing. I know for a fact that the bro Paulie's listening to this going, this fraudulent piece of shit.
Paulie, like, because Paulie put me on to vodka, Red Bull vodka.
Thank you so much, my brother. I always love these times, man.
Bro, I appreciate you. Thanks for letting me be here, bros.